If you have your Bible, please open it with me this evening to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, and tonight we're going to be starting a four-part series on verse 6, and I will be taking a look at that in just a minute. But the last message in this series will actually be on Sunday morning, the last Sunday of this year. I think that's the 29th. And that particular morning, we will be having a combined service, and we will be observing the Lord's Supper. So it promises to be a very special time in the life of our church. And so we want to encourage you to be here, bring your family and friends. And we want to just celebrate the end of this year together and look forward to a new year in worship. So just something to be mindful of. Let me read our text for us just very quickly. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." So about 700 years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Isaiah tells us about a child, a baby, a son who will be born into our world. And all of life, as you know, is a gift from God. But this son is God's most special gift. And so he will be no ordinary child. But as Isaiah says in verse 7, the government will be on his shoulders, and that the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. So the question is, how will we recognize this child when he arrives? Well, Isaiah identifies him for us by his names, four of which are found here in verse 6. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Now, these are names that describe the character and the quality and the essence of who this child is. And there's only one child who's ever been born in the history of the world that best qualifies to meet the meaning of those names perfectly. And so we celebrate his birth each year at Christmas. And of course, his name is none other than Jesus. And so the first name Isaiah gives us is Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful Counselor. And that's the name we're going to look at tonight. You know, some translations actually separate the words wonderful and counselor. They put a comma in between the two words. But if you go back and study the original language, there is no comma. It's specifically Wonderful Counselor. But I don't care if you put a comma in there or not. He's still wonderful, amen? And he is still counselor. And so, you know, as we think about the word wonderful, wonderful is a word we use a lot here in America, and it, you know, we think everything's wonderful. But in this context, the word wonderful here is much more than how we commonly use the word wonderful. It has significant meaning. It carries with it the idea of astonishing. It carries with it the idea of stunning, something breathtaking. You ever witnessed something before that's just absolutely captivating, takes your breath away when you see it? That's what we're speaking of here with the word wonderful. I like to think of it in the word awesome. Awesome. Hey, have I ever told you before that our God is an awesome God? Indeed, he is. Our God is awesome. And so I'm sure the word counselor brings up images in our mind of a person laying on a couch with a counselor sitting next to me with a writing tablet, and they're asking these nonsensical questions about your childhood and, you know, how you were raised and what you felt and all this kind of stuff. They're jotting down notes. But this is a different picture. It's not just a person who is sitting down asking questions, but the counselor here is more of an advisor or a guide. Listen, Jesus just isn't any old advisor. He is the one who created all things from nothing. He needed no one's help. And so he is one that we can go to with confidence, knowing that he is more than capable of meeting our needs. He is one who can come to our help when we are in need. He laid out the dimensions of the universe and carefully placed every galaxy, every star, and every planet into place. And this same Jesus created you and me with a plan and a purpose for our lives. So let's talk about what we mean when we say that Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor. Why is Jesus the Wonderful Counselor? Well, I thought you would never ask. Well, there's three things I want to suggest to you tonight. First of all, Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor because Jesus is approachable. Jesus is approachable. First of all, the Lord is approachable. One of the first marks of a good counselor is they are approachable. Now listen, if your counselor that you're seeing, if you're seeing one, is not approachable, they're not a whole lot of good to you, are they? If we looked at someone and thought, you know, they might could help me, but I don't know that they would pay me an attention, you know, they're not a whole lot of good to us. You know, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I understand if you're not able to connect with a counselor, you're not going to get a whole lot of help. But, you know, one of the reasons Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor is because he is eminently approachable. Let me give you two reasons why. Number one, he understands your struggles. I love that, don't you? He understands what you're going through. I love the words of Hebrews 4, verses 14 to 16. The writer says, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let's hold firmly to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things, just as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let's approach the throne of grace," how? "With confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace for help at the time of our need." So listen, friends, Jesus is able to sympathize with your weaknesses because he's experienced temptation just as we have. So listen, not only did he experience temptation when he was here on earth, he was tempted in every way that you and I are today. Nothing is different about him. Nothing that he ever experienced is something we won't experience. But listen, Jesus was tempted, but he got it right. He never caved. He never failed. He never gave in to temptation. He was and is without sin. Let me say that again. He was and is without sin. Jesus is sinless. And so he knows and he understands what we're going through. And guess what? He's on your side. You know, many of us think, you know, God's against me. God's angry at me. God is opposed to me. No, no. God is on your side. If you're in Christ, you're his child and you're on his team. And he is going to take care of you. So listen, you can never shock him with your sin or repel him with your failures. He knows what it's like to be tempted and he understands your struggles. Aren't you glad for that? But secondly, I want you to understand that he bridges the gap between you and God. In 1 Timothy 2, verse 5, Paul writes, "For there is one God and one mediator also between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus." So the question becomes, why in the world do we need a mediator? Well, it's because without a mediator, God is unapproachable. Unapproachable. And because God is holy and we're flawed and broken sinners. Listen, God is unapproachable light. Unapproachable. Y'all say unapproachable. He is unapproachable. And we cannot come into his presence on our own. So how do we approach the unapproachable God? You need a go-between. You need a mediator. And Jesus alone is qualified to be our mediator. So you might wonder why Jesus is the only mediator. Well, it has to do with the word wonderful found in our text. It's the wonder that we celebrate every Christmas, the miracle of Jesus being born into our world as a human being. Jesus took on flesh so that he might die in the flesh, so that he could become the mediator between God and man. And because he is God, he can approach the Father. And because he is a man, we can approach him. So Jesus is the wonderful counselor, first of all, because he is approachable. And he understands your struggles and he bridges the gap between you and God. Maybe you're here tonight and you're battling something, and maybe you're struggling with a guilty conscience, or maybe you feel as if you're distant from God. Listen, I want you to understand something. God is for you, not against you. He understands your struggles, and he just simply invites you to come to him and to confess your sins. And as you do so, he will forgive you and cleanse you and give you a brand new start. Friend, that's the wonder of Christmas. So a second reason why Jesus is a wonderful counselor is also because he is reliable. Reliable. You know, it's one thing to be approachable, but if you're going to be a good counselor, you got to be reliable. Amen? You know, Cousin Eddie might be easygoing and very approachable, but he should be the last guy any of us would ever want to go to for advice. Y'all know who Cousin Eddie is? You ever watch the movie Christmas Vacation? Everybody knows who Cousin Eddie is. You don't want to go to him for advice. But you know, friends, you can go to Jesus anytime. And you can go to him anywhere and trust that he will give you good counsel for any situation that you're facing. So how do we know he's reliable? Well, for two reasons. First of all, his counsel is wise. His counsel is wise. In Isaiah 11, verse 2, Isaiah writes, "The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." So where did Jesus get this miraculous wisdom? And why is his counsel wise? Well, Jesus' wisdom came from the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is the wisest man who ever lived because his wisdom was divine. And as the Son of God filled with the Spirit of God, Jesus alone has the wisdom to help you with your struggles in life. So his counsel is wise, but secondly, his guidance is sure. His guidance is sure. In Psalm 23, David says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I will not be in need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for the sake of his name." So friends, listen. Jesus is the good shepherd who gives you sure guidance through the storms and the difficulties of this life. So let me ask you something. Are you in need? Well, here's the deal. He's promised to meet all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That is a promise. Are you tired? Well, he offers you rest. Are you anxious? Well, he will lead you beside still waters. He promises to restore your soul. Are you unsure of the right path to take in life? The Bible tells us that he will guide you in paths of righteousness. Why? For his own name's sake. His name is on the line. And so for his name's sake, he will guide you in the paths of righteousness. You know, don't you love the TV ads or the radio ads that end with the fast-talking disclaimers at the end? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You listen to the radio and it's about this gadget someone's selling, and at the very end of it, there's this voice that you can't understand. They're speaking so loudly, you have no idea what they just said. You know, when I listen to that, I think to myself, well, they just lost me because they just told me their product is a fraud, and I can't trust what they're telling me. You know, as I was preparing for tonight, I read about a guy a few weeks ago that wrote a 170-page medical book. And he made a big deal of his credentials in the medical field and presented his research in his book that he wrote. And so catch this, he ended the book with a disclaimer. And here's what he wrote. Any claims about specific illnesses, diseases, and causes of health problems in this book are purely speculative, hypothetical, and are not meant to be authoritative in any setting. Noting in this book is to be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or I should say nothing in this book is to be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. The author makes no claim to be an expert, nor does the author claim that any statement in this book is correct. How about that? So you have to love the New York lawyers that helped write this disclaimer. But listen, y'all, with Jesus, you never have to worry about the fast talk disclaimers. There's no fine print at the bottom of the document. What Jesus tells you is truth, and you can take it to the bank. Jesus is reliable. He is a reliable guide for all of us, all day, every day, forever. And we can have confidence in his counsel. So Jesus is the wonderful counselor, first of all, because he is approachable. And secondly, because he is reliable. But lastly tonight, I want to tell you that he is wonderful counselor because he is available. Available. You know, you can have the greatest counselor in the world in your contacts on your phone, but if they're not available, they're not any good to you. You know, if the sign says the doctor is in, but the doctor is out, they're not going to be any help to you either. So how is the Lord Jesus available to us? Well, I'm glad you asked. First of all, let me say to you that he is always with you by the Holy Spirit. He is always with you by the Holy Spirit. In John 14, verses 16 and 17, Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper so that he may be with you forever. The helper is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him, but you know him because he remains with you and will be in you. And so Jesus said the Father would give another counselor. So the word another there in the Greek means another of the same kind. So the Holy Spirit is the same kind of counselor as Jesus, because the Holy Spirit, like Jesus, is God. And so when Jesus was here on earth, his availability obviously was limited because he was in a human body. But returning to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit down so that we can have his guidance available to us all of our lives. Jesus made himself available to all believers in all places at all times through the person of his Spirit. So with Jesus, listen to me, the doctor is always in. Amen? The doctor is always in. So not only is he with you by the Holy Spirit, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Never. You know, in Matthew 28, verse 20, at the very end of the Great Commission, Jesus said, surely I am with you always to the end of the age. You know, listen, this glorious promise is not on a trial period. It is not a special limited time offer. It has no expiration date. Jesus is available to you by the Holy Spirit today, tomorrow, and forever. And His office hours are permanent. Amen. And so that's what makes Him the wonderful Counselor. So as we close tonight, I want to leave you with three key application points for you and me to put into practice. First of all, you can come to Jesus with all your struggles and all your sin. It doesn't matter what you've done, how many times you've done it, how far away you feel you are from God, just get up and come. Just come. I think I've told you already, one of my favorite words in the whole Bible is the word come. Just come. Just come to Jesus and confess to Him your sin and ask His forgiveness, and His promise is that He will forgive you and cleanse you and give you a brand new start. So come to Jesus with all your struggles and all of your sin. But secondly, listen to Jesus through the Word of God. Listen, folks, this book is your life. And it's so important that we get into the Word on a regular basis. This is how the Lord has chosen to speak to us. And so it's important that we get into the Word and hear what God has to say to us on a daily basis. So get into the Word. Listen to what Jesus has to say. But then lastly, walk with Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And what that means simply is that we be yielded to the Spirit and controlled by Him every day of our lives. And friends, the day you were saved, the Spirit of God immediately came and indwelled you. But it's important to remember that we need to be filled with the Spirit each and every day. And what that simply means is that we live lives that are yielded to His control. And we allow Him to live His life through us. And the world sees God at work through people who are yielded completely to Him. So if you want a life that is truly blessed, a life that knows authentic peace and joy, then it begins with being completely yielded and filled with the Holy Spirit. That's my prayer for you. And tonight it's been my joy to introduce you to the wonderful Counselor, the Lord Jesus. Let's pray together. Father, how we thank You tonight for Your Word, and how we thank You, Lord, that You are the wonderful Counselor. We thank You that we can come to You with our sin and our struggles and have absolute confidence that You will help us. Lord, I pray for anyone who may be here tonight that's struggling. Maybe no one in the world knows about it but them and God. Lord, I pray that You will hear their cry tonight, and I pray that You will come to their rescue and bring them joy and peace that only You can bring. We thank You for this season of the year. And we thank You so much for sending Your Son as our wonderful Counselor. Lord, may we learn to trust in Him and follow Him all the days of our lives. And we'll thank You. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen. Good night.